Logan, Patrick Graham said this week you were going to find out. I assume that means find out what you're made of as a defense. What did you find out today?
That we started the game well. We just didn't execute in the red area. You know, we did not hold them to three enough and start off pretty well. But there's a couple of short fields on defense. You got to go put out the fire. We're out there, and the difference between 7 points and 3 points can keep the score in touch. So really, just some of that execution in the red area obviously has been all year, but especially today.
Logan, why are you still in uniform?
I wanted to get out here and face it, man. I want to get out here and speak to you. I'm one of the captains. Obviously, I pride myself on setting the tone and pride myself on doing things the right way and practicing the right way and treating people the right way and being a role model, being a leader. And, you know, a few weeks ago, I was one of the last people to talk. And I believe our receiver, Colin, was the first one to talk. And I remember someone said, unbelievable, he's the first person to talk. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to be the first person to talk today. I'm going to come out here, own it, speak to you guys, explain the best what I felt happened. And really, we got a unified locker room regardless of how it may look right now. We got to work on that. But the players want to take ownership, and that's why I'm out here first today.
We got blown out on your home field. Are you disappointed? Are you embarrassed? Like, what are your feelings?
Yeah, I'm extremely disappointed. It's not acceptable. I mean, honestly, it's not acceptable. And that's just it. You know, I think we had to go out there the second half and fight the best we could and try to earn some respect back. But it just hasn't been acceptable, the result. So it's not good. It's not good for the fans. Not good for, you know, anybody outside the building. It's not good inside the building. So it just hasn't been acceptable. And I'm going to do everything I can to try to change that and make that better, one step at a time.
Would you describe the morale inside the room? I know you say you're united, but at 1-5,
yeah.
How would you describe kind of, you know, where everybody's mind is?
It hasn't reached our expectations, obviously. It hasn't reached what we felt, our work ethic, what we put into it. The results haven't added up. And that can get frustrating. And, you know, morale is going to be what it is at 1-5. I can't say morale is great. But what you don't have is splintering. You don't have selfishness. You don't have guys in little corners complaining. I think guys are voicing it. And I think guys are unified and believe that we want to play better, we want to do better. So, yeah, I don't think morale is great. I think that's natural. I think when you're competitive and you lose, you get really mad, and it's not always, you know, the best. But at the same point, I just don't feel like we have that type of cancerous locker room where guys are starting to break away. I don't feel that. I would characterize Joe's message of go out and show some fight. Like, go out and see, you know, like, these spots aren't guaranteed. Like, go out and see who – we're going to see a lot on tape about who you are when you're down, you know. You're going to see a lot when it's not going your way, when – however it is, like, you have a chance to respond in adversity. So I just think that's what his message was, go out and respond. And I think guys did the best they could. Obviously, don't really know how the second half played out score-wise or whatnot, but I think guys went out there and responded. Obviously, Xavier McKinney went out there and responded really well. I'm happy for him. He's been busting his butt, been working really hard. We've been putting a lot of work in off the field to make plays in the back end, to limit some of these shots, to really clean up some of these tackles in the open field. And I think, you know, he did a better job of that, so I'm happy for him to get two of them. He's going to be a really good player in this league, and I think he's showing that.
Logan, it's two words that are used around football, effort and execution. How do you assess where the team is effort-wise versus execution?
I think the effort's great. I think without execution, you're not going to win the game. Like, that's just the sport. That's just how it is. Execution is all that matters. And for whatever reason, and we'll see, the execution hasn't been good enough. And look, I've been on championship teams. I've been on all types of winning teams. I've been on teams like I've talked about, time that were 2-4, trying their butt off and ended up going to AFC Championship, and the execution got better. So we got to obviously fix the execution. We got to make changes to execute better. And we know that. But honestly, guys, it came down, I feel like, for my job, it came down to that red area stops, you know, making a score 18, 19 to 3 or 17 instead of 28 and 30. You know, you can't give up sevens and win this game. You can't. It's critical situations, 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1. I think for the most part, you know, we did a decent job stopping them early in the game, got a little pressure. I think our pass rush played great today. It's just those key situations. We got to do a better job in holding them to three. That's your job on the defense. We get put on the backside of the 50.
Just to follow up on what Jordan asked earlier, are you embarrassed by that performance? Was that an embarrassing showing for this team?
It was unacceptable performance. I'm not embarrassed because I gave my max effort. So I went out there, I prepared hard. I felt like I led the guys the best I could, and I went out there and played. It just didn't work out. It was hugely unacceptable, but I'm not very, you know, at this point in my life, I don't get embarrassed too often, so I want to say embarrassed is the word.